Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, hello! Good evening and welcome! It's time for us to have a lovely time! We're still at home in six different places. We're six simple guys with six excellent faces. Ben and Ed's are handsome and Mark's face is big. Willips is quite silly. And Joe needs a wig. He ain't got no hair! It's the Porn Section Podcast. Yes, let's do this, everyone. Let's have podcast time with us, the Horn Section. Hi, band.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Okay, let's start. Willip.
Sorry, I thought you might like that.
No, I don't. Let's start with a simple call and response. I'll make a noise, and you all make exactly the same noise back. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Yee!
Yee!
Yee! Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Ah, lovely stuff. Is everyone all right?
I am now.
Yes, thanks.
This is the last episode for a little while. Does anyone have a catchphrase they're particularly keen on using? It's your last chance.
Well, I think...
I think that's a no, is it?
No catchphrases?
I reckon I am now.
I am now.
What
that's
about,
not bad.
I think you may be referring to the inconsistencies of biology.
Well, there's some options
I don't think
there.
I remember that.
I don't mind I am now. Okay, then. Everyone ready?
I am now.
Lovely stuff.
I am
okay.
Now.
Well, let's kick things off with an appropriate song for the start of a podcast. Ben, it's your one.
Hello.
What's your one called, Ben?
It's called Spoolfools.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Is there any sort of introduction to it, or did we just hear the bloody song?
I think just put the bastard on.
I am now.
When does it end? I've been trying to discover. When does it end? Gotta wrap this up now. When does it stop? Tell me the answer. Why would you leave it this way? There must be some way you can help. There must be something you can do. Don't want to blame, but you know it's a shame. You used it last, so surely you knew.
I cut my fingernails last night. I kept them way too short.
It's hard to feel right. It's time to wrap things up, my friend. But we both can't find your end.
Should have folded this over.
Bought a dispenser.
Folded it over.
Bought a dispenser.
Should have folded it over.
Bought a dispenser.
Should have folded it over.
Could have bought a dispenser.
Should have folded it over.
Could have bought a dispenser.
Folded it over.
Or bought a dispenser.
Folded it over.
Or buy a dispenser.
Should have folded it over.
Dispenser.
Sellotape, we gotta tell you, mate. Not in sight, so it's hard to feel right. It's time to wrap things up, my friend. But we both can't find your end.
Spoonful.
Two.
Great. I can't believe that.
Thanks to Marky B as well on that one.
Yeah, too much saxophone. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff.
Yes.
Well done.
Thanks.
You're the most handsome member of the band as well.
Oh, I've had a haircut too.
Well, a lot of people say that beauty is all about a symmetrical face, and you're a good example of that, aren't you, Ben?
Are you sure?
Well, most people do symmetrical on a vertical plane, but yours is on a horizontal plane, isn't it?
Just about.
The top of your head reflects the bottom of your face. That's why we call you the forehead mouth man. I loved your song. I loved your song, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Could everyone, just to take it down a bit, could everyone else just mutter a bit in the background? Because Ben and I need a bit of space. I'm going to ask him a personal question.
Talk.
The bit I enjoyed most about the song,
Ben,
the outro was really good.
I just wanted to know.
I didn't expect it to go there.
When you, when you're doing your special cleaning up,
the outro. Yes.
When you're cleaning up down there.
Hang on, what? Harmony. Back or front? Back.
On offer.
Front.
The outro.
How's that going? Do you still have your special cloth?
Yeah. I've just got like a, what do they call it? My lucky rag.
Okay, we do have a very special one-person guest audience, so let's go now and meet her. It is Rose Matafeo. Rose Matafeo. Band, please say hello to Rose Matafeo.
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hello, band. Hi.
Hello, Rose. Hello, and welcome to the Horn Section podcast. Okay, we're going to start with a quick fire round, if that's okay.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, can you swim?
Yes, sort of.
That's the end of the quick fire round, Rose.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Rose. The way this one works, Rose, it'll be an interview interspersed amongst songs from the band. So each half is a temporary relief from the other half. But we're going to set the scene for your bit. Where are you? What time is it? What have you eaten and drunk so far today?
I am in Auckland, New Zealand, Aotearoa. It's 9:42 a.m. And I am drinking a coffee with oat milk, and I'm eating a coconut bun, which is a Samoan recipe for pani popo, which is something I made yesterday. Can I describe the bun?
Just to say, so far I had all this down. So far you've got exactly what I thought was going to be the answers.
Okay, good.
Yeah, please describe the bun.
Amazing.
I can see the bun, and I'd still like you to describe it because I've never seen anything like it.
I'd say it's saucy, it's soggy, and it's good.
By comparison, over here, it's the day before you, which is weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's 10:44 now because your answer was longer than I thought it was going to be. It's my brother's birthday. We've done a family Zoom thing and I've drunk a bottle of wine. But we are going to talk about Taskmaster because you were on the most recent series, which seems like years ago to me.
I know. I mean, it always was, kind of. Yeah.
You were robbed by Ed Gamble, but
Thank
you were definitely
you
my favourite
that.
Contestant. Definitely my favourite contestant there's ever been.
Cool. I'm going to check other podcast episodes to see if you say the same thing. That's good, though. I will take that. And I'm glad you say it. I said I was robbed by Ed. It's great.
Did you have a favourite moment? I mean, it's weird. It'd be slightly weird if you had that off the top of your head because you don't sort of list things in terms of favouriteness. But is there a moment you remember?
I think I do have a favourite moment. I think. Well, I mean, to be honest, the thing that I get mentioned, I think everyone has a weird moment in Taskmaster, everyone who's been on it, that becomes their thing. Do you know what I mean? That people always bring up. And obviously my accent was a huge thing about the kind of, you know, miscommunications and stuff. And I think I'll never stop having shared kind of, you know, tweeted at me or responded to me in a GIF. But I really enjoyed that moment because, you know, sometimes in the showbiz entertainment world, things seem slightly put on or fake or artificial or inauthentic in moments of spontaneity, you know what I mean? And that moment was really nice because I genuinely had no absolutely no clue that I was saying it in a weird way. Like, you can watch that moment over and over again, and I just don't. Even though people are laughing, I think I didn't really know why they were laughing. Until Greg made fun of me, and I just appreciate moments of real true embarrassment, and
I think I should probably apologise on behalf of Greg and myself, because New Zealand's one of the few countries we're allowed to just laugh at how you speak.
Yeah, it's weird though. But I was thinking about this. It's just because of our population size, and it's like we don't have enough people to defend it or kind of champion it. And because I was thinking the other day, like, why is anyone making fun of me about how I say shed when Americans say mirror? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, my wife says mirror because she's from Northern Ireland, and it's just one. It's like,
Northern Ireland is a whole nother thing.
But you can't laugh at them.
No, absolutely. No, but they've got, this is the thing, is that their accent is perhaps as off kilter as a New Zealand accent, but it's so much more charming, I think.
I will also say on the record, you can laugh at them. They can take a joke, but also you shouldn't. Let's carry on. My favourite moment of yours, Rose, was you singing a song, which you were slightly, I think it was, you were, it was the most self-conscious you were when you were doing a task, because it's quite, you are sort of out there, aren't you? Because you have to, you do a thing, you have to write it hastily and then do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are going to watch it, and then Greg's going to judge it. But it turned out well, and it was a nice song. So we're now going to find out how well you remember it. Okay. I've got the lyrics here, Rose.
Great. Yeah, cool.
It went, there was a...
country boy.
Correct, called Alex Horn. He had a...
heart of gold and a brain full of corn.
This is amazing. He made up tasks, sunrise to set, to test the...
the cows on the chickens on their intellect.
And is this just in your head?
Alex, I can't explain to you how much the song haunted me for months afterwards after I did it. And it's more about mental problems with me, but I remember every word of this song. Go on.
Yeah, until he went to the city and he met a...
my tall line, old man called Greg
tall
Davis.
Old man. A tall old man. That's how my children write descriptions.
It had to have old in there because... it wouldn't made of sense with the rhythm of the song, because it couldn't have been a tall man. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It could have been nice man. Though. It could have just been a handsome man named Greg Davies. That's enough of that. I might play in a bit of that song because it's a great song.
Yeah. Oh no, that was my second favorite moment, I think. But no, yeah, it really did really haunt my dreams.
We will play a bit because it is a horn section tune, and I think this one was performed on the banjo by Little Joe Auckland, and he did his best. So here it is.
There was a country boy called Alex Horn. He had a heart of gold and a brain full of corn. He made a task, sunrise to set, to test the cows and the chickens and their intellect. Till one day he went to the big city, met a tall old man named Greg Davies. He said, I'm going to put you on the TV. Success will be ours, they're a guarantee. We'll get 5,000 girls to play your game, who will all be of varying levels of fame. Alex shook his hand and the deal was done. Yeehaw, Greg, now we're going to have some fun. So that's the story, truth be told, how little Alex Horn and little soul was sold. That's the tale told by me of how Taskmaster came to me.
Wow, Joe, that was some great banjo playing. How do you do it? Is it just strum away and hope for the best?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it's time for my weekly joke. Pianist.
Yes, Alex.
Please strike up a lovely jingle for the joke, please, old friend. Well, I tell you what, keep that music going, because I got 5 jokes today.
What?
Oh, you're spoiling us.
Hey, what do you all think of Anne Diamond? I know what I think. It's wrong. It should be a diamond. I've got another. Hey, guys, I love Liverpool. I'm a diehard fan. So those are 2 things I love, Liverpool and diehard. I've got another. I went to a very clean jazz club in London. It was called Barry Scott's. Instead of Ronnie Scott's, and Barry Scott's does the cleaning fluid, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I've got another.
Thank God.
I'll tell you why I don't like goalkeepers. They think it's one rule for them and one for everyone else. I've got another. I've got another. I was in the garden yesterday and I found a magazine with pictures of loads of naked amphibian eggs. It was frogs porn. That's it.
Brilliant.
Those are my jokes.
Wow. Did they all come to you this week?
I went through some notes in my phone.
Okay, I thought you might have.
From the 80s.
Sounds like 5 years worth.
Yeah.
Sounds like you went through some Christmas crackers.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Ha Ha Bon joke book or something.
Frogs.
Frogs. Well, but I'd blame some of that on the music. Pianist.
Yo.
Fair enough.
Yes, Alex.
What have we got from you today? Have we got a game and a song, or is it just a song, or is it just a game?
It's up to you, but I've spent hours auto-tuning, so we might as well do everything.
Let's do everything. What do you want to do first? We'll do both of yours in a row.
Ed's lockdown auto-tune.
Okay, cool. Let's start with the song, but I have to do a little introduction to this.
Okay, then. The floor is yours.
Thanks very much. So this song is it's a true story, actually, guys, of something that happened in my favourite pub. It's one of those moments, you know, where you... Well, the song's called Crossed Wires.
Oh, no. Bloody hell.
And you sort of...
So far.
Yeah.
It's that thing where you're looking for a pen and you realise it's behind your ear. You know, one of those things. Or when you're brushing your teeth for 15 minutes, which I did the other day, waiting for my electric toothbrush to turn off before realising I was using a manual one because my electric toothbrush was charging. Anyway, so it's a song about crossed wires. And here we go, whenever you're ready, Mr. Walker.
Ah, yeah.
It was a Monday at the King's Head. I'd never seen the place so quiet. And then I saw you across the room. I never knew the things you would do.
I mean, this.
I'm not sure if you realise, but that he actually did. He put his cigarette lighter up to his ear instead of his phone, and then clicked the lighter. It was amazing. Yeah.
I couldn't hear the words. So
no, I couldn't hear a word of it. Not a word of it.
No, me neither.
No,
me neither.
I couldn't.
But I look forward to listening to it.
I thought it was about
in
a Scotch
podcast.
Egg.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Well, I had a Scotch egg yesterday.
Oh, tell us more.
What?
It was really nice. Well, I had two halves of two different Scotch eggs. One of them was made of chorizo and the other one of standard sausage meat.
Still a vegetarian, are you?
Very much so. I am now, I should have said.
This is more like an album than a podcast, later. I think. Because, I mean, I said this is more like an album than a podcast, darling.
Oh, yeah.
What about your game, Ed?
Oh, it's a really good game.
Hooray!
It's one. It's a tremendous game. It's one of the best games you'll ever play, guys.
Let me take you on a journey to a place you've always dreamed of, a world in harmony, perfect for you and me. It's true that it'd be heavenly, or quite a world for you and me, if drummers were musicians. We could throw away the earplugs, give ear doctors the week off, start playing when we like. There'd be no one to deride you sitting up high on his riser, yes, if drummers were musicians.
So that's the theme tune.
Yeah, sure is.
Wow.
So this is going to be really quick, hopefully. The quiz, all I've done is I've recorded myself playing some tunes, and then I've slid that MIDI over to a drum machine. So what you're going to hear is just percussion playing songs, and you've got to guess from the rhythm what song I'm playing.
Like this.
Nice idea.
Off you go, Joe. Number one. That looked like Ben.
Big Spender.
Oh, that's good, but not right. Alex.
New York.
Oh,
no, Joe.
Always look on the bright side of life.
That's 1 point to Walker.
Oh. Brilliant.
Well done, I'm glad, glad somebody got
That's the first point I've got in any of the lockdown quizzes, I think. Little clap.
Number two. Mark.
Is it Don't Give Up?
No.
Oh. London's Burning.
Alex? No. I don't know where we are now. Let's start again, Joe, if we can, and I'll play a couple of notes.
Oh.
Alex.
No, I take it back. I was going to say the Match of the Day theme tune.
Oh.
Mark.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Does it start the same as the Match of the Day theme tune, the first three notes?
Yeah, it's similar.
Ba 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 da 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 da.
Good.
Oh, that's him. That's him. Right there.
Crouchy.
Right,
put that
Crouchy
in the notes.
Down.
Question number three. Here we go. This is a classical piece.
Oh, God.
I think
Wilbo.
So I'm throwing myself on the sword because I don't know what it's called, but I think, is it by Mozart?
I'm afraid it isn't.
Okay.
Let's start it again. I'll play a couple of notes. You'll get it quick.
Oh, Mark's got his hand up.
Oh, thanks, Ren. Mark.
Moonlight Serenade?
No.
That's the one I meant. That's not Mozart.
That's not Mozart either. No, here we go, from the top. Come on, Brownie.
For release.
Yeah.
Oh, obvious. That was a boring one.
Yeah, you're boring. Number four, here we go.
So it all sounds the same. Oh, I like this with you. Boom, 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 boom.
This is a fun one. Okay, we'll start again. Four notes coming up. Having it. I don't know whose hand went up first.
Take on me.
Okay, Mark, you get
well
done,
Mark. It's okay, easier when you hear the notes.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Last one. Mark.
I am driving in my car.
They all sound like that.
Let's go from the top.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, that one.
No.
Whatever that's called.
But it's by Mozart, actually, Wilbo.
I know. I've already said that.
Is that the end of your game?
I said that ages ago.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody know what that's called?
No.
It's the Turkish March.
Well, that was great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Can we have the theme tune?
No, the theme tune at both ends.
This is an announcement. A new horn section album will soon be released, made up of songs recorded during the lockdown. It shall be called The Most Beautiful, Talented People in the Whole World, Without Exception. Probably, or something along those lines. Look out for it, buy it, enjoy it. Goodbye.
Willip.
Yo.
My, you've grown. What have you got for us?
Well, have you ever noticed that kids say the funniest things?
Yes.
I am now.
We should do a TV show.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, look, I'm on this song. I helped... you sent me some vocals. I love this song. I think this is your finest ever work.
Oh, that's very kind. This is basically, I found a list on boardpanda.com of 100 ridiculous reasons why kids cry. So it's basically that compiled as a song.
And where did you get the actual noise of the child crying from?
YouTube.
So not much of this is your own work, but here it is.
I think the music's ripped off from AC/DC as well.
Hit it.
Sitting on the book.
The bus, why don't you let me go on?
But that bus is on the television.
That's why I cry. Crayola is the name of the brand, but I can't fit every crayon into my hand. I don't wanna eat bread.
I haven't offered you bread.
I can't find my rubber duck.
It's on your head. Toddlers will cry, we'll never know why.
I want to paint my nails,
then what's the complaint?
I painted my nails, but I want more nails to paint.
You've cut your nails, they look really neat,
but I want to reattach the nails to my feet. That's why I cry. The
yes, that's the sort of thing I do.
But I didn't get to say goodbye to my poo. Well, won't you let me have a bath?
But you've literally just stepped out of the bath. Toddlers will cry, we'll never know why.
I'm
I'm sorry
that you can't eat the cheese stick that you've already eaten. I'm sorry that I couldn't turn off the sun in order to light up your pumpkin. I'm sorry that you have to get out of the toilet. I'm sorry, but you can't wee on Stonehenge. I'm sorry that you can't hold the banister and a cereal box at the same time. I'm sorry I stirred your yogurt. I'm sorry that you can't hold your own poo in your hands. I'm sorry, but you can't eat a battery. Run into the road, eat rubbish from the bin, or eat the cat, or eat a bath bomb, or drink the chemicals from under the sink. I'm sorry you can't wipe my bum, or use the toothbrush dropped into the toilet, or wear your dirty pants as a hat.
Well done, Willip.
Thank you.
That's
very
great, Will.
Nice.
Alex, that's one of your best vocal performances.
Definitely.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Really suits
that's
you.
That's definitely your niche, isn't it? So, Kazabian one chord.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Crikey, that was incredible. I can't stop thinking about what you just did. Ben, do you want to play some sneaky jazz rhythms? Just sort of quietly, while the rest of us engage in hobby chat. Yeah. Hobby chat. Ooh. Mark, have you got any new hobbies over the lockdown?
No.
Hobby chat. Joe, got any new hobbies?
No.
Hey, Willip, got any new hobbies?
No.
Pianist, have you got any new hobbies?
Yeah, I've started growing tomatoes.
Oh,
Alex.
That is a good new hobby.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Really love tomatoes. Just a couple of little green shoots at the moment.
That's okay.
A bit late putting them in. Yeah, it's fine.
That's a bit like my new hobby. Do you want to hear about my new hobby?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
I've started stalking flies. So I find a fly and then I follow it for as long as possible. And
was this inspired by Pedro's thought of the day about the common
housewife? Oh, I didn't listen to that. No, I just follow a fly. And last week I followed one for a whole hour and it went into one of the kids' bedrooms and then it flew into a wall twice and then went into the bathroom. Then it had a look round and then it went downstairs and it came upstairs again and I was following it, pretending not to look at it. And then it sat on a sofa for 10 minutes. Then I sat on the chair opposite it and picked up a magazine and looked at it. Then it went off again and then it landed on the floor and then the dog ate it. Thank you, Ben. That's all true.
Good hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're like a fly shepherd, really?
Okay, I'll take that. A fly herd, I suppose.
A shit shepherd.
We're going to move on to the little trumpeter, I suppose. Little Joe.
Hmm.
We collaborated too, didn't we, Joe, this week?
We certainly did, yeah.
What happened was I had a very vague idea for a song and then you wrote the song.
Well, I mean, yeah.
My idea was, let's write a song about the surprising things we miss in lockdown. We're going to hear that and then we're going to go straight back to Rose Matafeo. This is the song. I miss the dentist. God knows I even miss the pain. The man that reads my paper over my shoulder on the train. I miss the turnstiles, the pat down and the frisk. A complicated handshake where I end up looking like a tit. The pub toilet, oh, the smell of all the piss. And I miss Granny as I try to dodge a kiss upon the lid. But mostly I miss people. I didn't think that I would
miss people,
whether they're bad or they're good.
Miss people.
people like you. I miss people, nearly the whole neighborhood.
Miss people,
those that I've misunderstood.
Miss people,
people like you. And all the stupid things that people do. And I miss Kaylee's, a dance with someone I don't know. The dad of school who always nudges me when he tells a joke. I miss the lifeguards, I miss heavy petting when you're not supposed to, rubbing up against commuters that I don't like standing close to. I miss drinking with a stranger who spits when they get merry. Would you believe I even miss my Uncle Terry? But mostly I miss people I didn't think that I would.
Miss people,
whether they're bad or they're good.
Miss people,
people like you. I miss people, nearly the whole neighborhood.
Miss people,
those that I've misunderstood.
Miss people,
people like you. And all the stupid things that people do. I miss people. I miss people. I miss people. I'm moaning about people. I miss people. I miss people. I miss people. I'm moaning about people. People like you.
Oh. Bam! Yeah, you missed
that's
the last
a
note.
Lovely tune.
That sounded like a madness. That's,
yeah, I was thinking that.
Guys, that was so silly, wasn't it? Who liked Rose?
Me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm.
One thing I do remember about your time on Taskmaster is the name of your cat. What is your cat called, and is your cat still alive?
Bert Baker Cat is the name of my cat, and my cat is well and truly alive and in the next room.
And it's called Bert Baker Cat because it's a good name or because you like Bert Baccarat?
Well,
Baccarat. It's hard to say it right now.
I know.
Bert Baccarat.
Bert Baccarat. It's because I like Bert Baccarat. Bert Baccarat. Yeah, no, that is very hard. My boyfriend at the time wanted to call him Ben, which was oddly one of the name of his bosses. And I was like, nah, Ben. And Ben for a cat. What the hell?
Yeah. Just to confirm, are you saying Ben or Bin?
Ben. Ben.
Do you like
Ben?
Do you like all crooners, or is it just Bert Baccarat? Is it all crooners?
Well, I mean, I guess he wasn't really a crooner because he didn't sing that much. He just wrote the songs. But he, I do love all crooners. I'm sadly a fan of Frank Sinatra, but that's quite basic.
Well, we're going to play a game of what crooner should I name my pet after it, and
yes.
What should his name be? I thought Bert Baccarat was a crooner, but you're right. The game will stand up, I think. So here it is. This is what crooner should I name my pet after, and what should name should it be? So I've got a Rose. I've got a pet dog.
Yep.
What crooner should I name him after, and what will the name be? So this is all based on Bert Baccarat as the sort of format.
You've got a dog and you want a crooner. I would say, something like Dean Martin, like Dean Barkton.
It's Dog Martin.
Dog Martin. I was going to say Dog Martin.
Yeah, so you get half a point for that.
Oh, shit.
That was a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, dog barking is pretty good. It'd be good to call a dog barking.
No, it was Dean Barkton.
Dog barking. I've just got a pet pig, Rose. What am I calling my pig? Who am I naming it after and what's it called?
Oink Sinatra.
That's better. We will come on to Frank Sinatra, obviously. No, this is Bing Crosby. Jesus. It's Pig Crosby.
Pig Crosby.
they're less clever than your answers so far. Oh, I've got a goat. I've got a goat now.
Something to do with... It will be something to do with, like... I was trying to go smart by something to do with, like, kid, but it will be something to do with goat.
No. It's just goat. It's the word goat. It's someone whose name... He's got a bit of his name that sounds a bit like goat.
Goat.
This one.
No, I can't think. Goat.
There's only about four more crooners left. This one is Nat King Goat.
Nat King Goat.
Nat King Goat, yeah. Yak, I've got a yak now. They are domesticated.
Yak Sinatra.
Yak Sinatra, correct.
Yes. Of course, I'm getting it now.
Tortoise, I've got a tortoise.
Tortoise.
This is going to stretch your knowledge of crooners.
Tortoise.
Quite a well-known one. First Mel, name, Mel.
Mel Tortoise. Yes. Yeah, Mel Torme.
Mel Tortoise.
Yeah.
Mel Tortoise.
I love Mel Tortoise.
Komodo dragon?
Komodo dragon. Komodo. Sammy Komodo Jr.
Oh, no, I was trying to get one for him. This is Perry Komodo dragon.
Perry Komodo. Perry Komodo. How could I not get that? Okay, come on.
Last
Why
one,
am I getting upset about this silly game? Okay,
well,
last one.
I'm going to give you 8 minutes to get this one. Rabbit. I've got a rabbit. So I think of the crooner first. I think it's the only crooner left that is particularly well known.
Crooner. Rabbit. Rabbit. Mm.
It's not a great one, I should warn you.
It's not rabbit that,
it's not that,
something.
It's not that close to rabbit. Tony.
Tony Rabbit?
Yeah, it is Tony Rabbit, named after Tony...
Tony, who?
It's Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett.
Oh, my God. That was you got honestly one and a half, appalling.
And you win a green T-shirt.
Oh, that's awesome, actually. Tony Rabbit, that was unreal. That was not okay. I don't know.
None of them are as good as Burke Bacharach.
Thank you very much. I think Perry Komodo Dragon was pretty good.
I don't mind Nat King Goat.
Nat King Goat is really good. That's really good.
We're going to talk about music now. Are you a musical person, Rose?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a musical person, yeah. Sure.
Well, let's play What Note Is This?
Oh, God. Well, do you want me to tell you that one?
Yep.
It's G.
I mean, if you... is a G, so it's
okay. It's an E.
No,
a D.
That's an E. No, that's a D.
So what was it? That is it a major? Is it a major?
No. It's
okay.
One of the black ones.
It's an E flat.
Nearly. No, E flat is there. It's this one.
It's
In fact, no, E flat's there. Sorry. So you're close.
B flat.
It's a consonant. What?
Okay.
It's not a flat.
C flat. C sharp. C sharp.
C sharp. Yes. So 1 point. Now you've got to, now the game is, what food am I playing? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What food is that? So it's two of the same in the middle.
Yep, so it's the two. So it's a. So wait, what's the? So it could be an E or an A.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an E or an A, and then it would be an E, and then it might be a G, and then or
these two are the
D.
same. Yes, so it's so just four notes altogether.
Four notes altogether, and it must be C.
Yep.
It might be a B. It wouldn't be beer. It would be G. It would be God. What are the other notes in the fucking? Okay. We've got GCA and we've got if beef.
Yeah, there's beef. Correct.
Beef. Oh my God. That was.
Do you want another?
Yeah, please.
Another,
that was awesome.
Or is this run its course? Okay,
no.
This one.
Da da da.
It's a type of food again. And I'm quite looking forward to the way you say it.
What? It'll be E. Is.
Yes.
G, B, it'll be D, T, Fee, Ski.
It's just three letters. Three letters.
Well, I'm not into reading music, so this is really tough.
Well, you're also not into naming foods from the tune.
We've
had this one before in this one. So it's that one again.
But wait.
It's so late at night here.
Beef off. But something. Wait, is it E's? Are they E's?
Yes. What are you saying?
They're E's, right?
The first one is an E. So one of them and then two
egg.
Of
these. Egg!
Correct.
God, we got there in the end.
Yeah, this one is cabbage. Now, it's time for the career chat. This is where we find out what you're up to, okay. Rose. The band will play some music underneath this.
Okay.
And just in case it sounds too sort of straightforward a podcast chat, we're going to do like this. We're both going to start talking in a very low voice and gradually get higher throughout the conversation.
Okay.
Or one of us can start high, one low, and sort of meet and cross over. What would you prefer?
I don't know. What would be cool, more cool, like how, like it? I don't know. What would be better for you?
Well, I was thinking about this earlier, and I actually got a bit nervous about it. I thought I might be a bit embarrassed if I start high.
But okay, you start low. I think we should... I can start high and you can start low. Do you want to do that?
Do you mind?
Yeah,
that would be lovely. It's six questions.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So I think every... You know, it has to be constantly getting lower for you and higher for me. Okay. Here we go. You're involved in some pretty exciting projects at the moment, a film and a sitcom. Do you want to tell us about that? Oh, I didn't do that very well. But anyway, that's the question.
But now you're in just your normal voice, don't you?
Okay, yeah, sorry, so I'll do it again.
Do it again and commit to it.
You're involved in some pretty exciting projects at the moment, a film and a sitcom. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I guess so. We did a film that is coming out... I need to go higher. I'm going to have nowhere to go for the next questions. There is a film coming out and later on in the year, maybe. And hopefully making a sitcom later on in the year as well.
And you were on Conan in the US. Were you nervous?
Yes, I was nervous. I sat next to Martin Short in the makeup room and didn't say hello, and it was my biggest regret of my life.
What do you think you prefer, acting or writing?
I prefer... Now we're in the middle, right? Oh, my voice is a lot lower than I thought.
It is low.
It is a lot lower than those other voices. I prefer... if I had to do only one of them, writing.
Okay, and do you have plans for more stand-up?
I mean, in the current climate, I think it might be a bit optimistic, but absolutely, I would never stop doing it, ever.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. And how does working in New Zealand compare to working in the UK?
It's just very different, and there is a lot less people, and people find different things funny, and so I think this is the lowest I can go.
Well, there is still one more question.
Do
you still want to be doing some sort of comedy when you're 80 years old?
I think my very existence at 80 years old will be an act of comedy. That's it.
I mean, I think that's going to change interviewing styles forever.
It really makes you think about the answer a lot more. Usually I just talk without thinking, but it made me really more present, I think, in the interview. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thanks for committing. You were more fully committed than me, but I got into it halfway through, I think.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ben,
yes?
have you put your bins out this week?
Yes, I have actually.
Ooh.
I actually wrote a little song about it.
So
sounds like Joe wrote most of it.
Yep.
Nothing to do with me.
The black bin's collected on Monday. There's no bins collected on Tuesday. The green bin's collected on Wednesday. Hear the word of the bin man. There's no bins collected on Thursday. The brown bin's collected on Friday. The weekend or the bin stay. Hear the word of the bin man. That's that.
Good tonight.
Best one yet. Best one yet. I mean, yeah.
That's the set, isn't
it? Guys. There's someone in the waiting room. They're going to pop in now.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Oh, no.
No way.
No way.
Eckhart.
Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
You've joined us just in time.
Sorry, just saying hello to Will.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Will.
You've joined us just in time for a quick game of verbal charades.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do three of these.
Yep, all right.
Here we go. I'm pretending to sing a song. I'm holding
singer?
Up...
Singer?
I'm pretending to sing a song. It's a song.
Song.
Yep. I'm holding up one finger. I'm touching my ear.
One word.
Goldfinger.
Sounds like...
Goldfinger.
I'm pretending to put my head on a pillow.
Sleep.
Night book.
I'm tapping the inside of my arm with two fingers.
Heroin.
I'm tapping the inside of my arm with one finger. I'm stroking. I'm stroking myself, and I really like it.
One syllable.
Where are we up to?
Is sit down.
What?
Sit down.
Sit down. So it's a song.
Well, you can't tell us.
How many syllables? Okay. How many syllables is it?
Well, I tapped the inside of my arm with two fingers.
Oh, I thought that was the heroin. I thought that was heroin.
And then I tapped the inside of my arm with one finger, and then I started stroking myself and liking it.
Yeah.
Where?
Wank? Wank?
No. Okay, I'm now trying to make myself look thrilled. I'm trying to act the word thrill, and then I'm tapping myself on the inside of my arm again.
Thriller!
It is Thriller. Okay, next one.
Because Mark thought it was wank. Yeah.
No, it's a song. It's a song.
But didn't you tap yourself on the arm with one finger and then with two fingers?
No, I did two,
did
then
two
one.
Syllables, first syllable.
Two syllables, first syllable. Yeah.
So what was it?
It was Thriller, will it? Okay, I'm pretending to... I'm now pretending to sing another song.
It's a song.
It's a song.
Oh. I'm holding up four fingers.
Four words.
Four words.
I'm holding up
title.
One finger.
First word.
I'm wafting away something just in front of my nose.
Smells
like teen spirit.
Correct.
Oh, well done, Mark. Well done. Ah,
you didn't get me doing an impression of a bean after holding my ear. Okay, last one.
Mark was very good in that round, and he wasn't as good in the first round, was he?
No. Well, this is the last one, so it's now just Mark versus Tim.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, I'm pretending to sing a song.
It's a song.
It's just Mark versus Tim.
Can I play?
I'm holding up three and a half fingers.
Please.
Three and a half words.
Oh, sorry. Horn?
Yes?
Would you mind if Will plays?
Instead of you? This is your last bit.
Instead of Mark.
Okay.
Can he play as well as me? Can we all play?
It's Tim and Willip versus Mark.
Okay, great.
I'm holding
well, that's not fair. Mark needs a team.
Okay, yeah, versus Mark and Joe.
Thank you.
Can I play too?
Yes, versus Mark, versus Ben and the pianist.
Okay.
You should be a teacher, Alex.
I'm still holding up three and a half fingers.
Three and a half words.
I'm now holding up three and a half fingers again.
Seven in seven words?
Three and a half men.
Half a week.
A third and a half word.
I'm pretending to be a coal miner. And I'm
how?
I'm pointing. Pardon? I'm acting. I'm doing a mime.
Can you describe your coal mining?
Yes, I'm bent double. I'm pretending to have a torch on my head. And I'm digging a hole.
Pretending to have a torch.
How are you doing the torch?
Because I've got a heavy head and I can suddenly see things that are in front of me.
How are you doing having a heavy head?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm now digging a hole. I'm pointing at the hole.
You have to describe it.
I'm pointing at the hole that I've dug.
Mole.
I'm making pincer fingers with my hand. Remember, I've just held up three and a half fingers. I'm now holding up one finger. I'm pretending to eat some candy, but then I'm making it clear that I'm British.
Sweetie.
And now I'm holding a pincer finger again.
Sweetie lobster.
I'm holding up 2.5 fingers, and I'm making a circle with my fingers.
Zero.
Oh. I think, yes?
Sweet child of mine.
Oh, that wins it.
Very good.
The mine was the hole that I dug, and the 3.5 fingers was the O was half a word.
Yeah.
The pincer. What's the pincer?
I was trying to shorten this sweetie to sweet.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, I see.
Little dicky.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
And the winner of that game was also my manager's player of the season, Mark Brown. Well done, Mark. Thanks, Tim, for your contributions.
Thanks, Tim. What's behind you, Tim?
Sure, I enjoyed that. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's behind you? In the image.
What's behind you, Tim? He's got a virtual background.
I've got a virtual background, which is my pal with face paints on his face.
Cool.
I think face paints, not face paints. Can you do it again?
Yeah, I'll have another go at that. This is a picture of my pal, and his face is covered in face paints.
We were on telly last...
Oh, I can sort it out. Hang on.
Yep.
That's my pal, and his face is covered in makeup.
That's nice. Well done. Yeah, the horn section has been on the last leg a bit recently. Who do you think people say that Ben looks like?
Josh Widdicombe.
No, it's not someone from the show. Viewers have been saying the drummer. Why have you got someone playing the drums? Two people.
Oh right. Okay. Oh, viewers have been saying it. He looks like two people. Oh, two people. The Wests.
No. There are two different people that he looks like.
They're different. Yes, don't club them into it.
Two individuals. Ben looks like two handsome individuals.
Yeah.
Who do you think one of them is?
One of the Nevilles?
He's handsome. He looks like a handsome person.
Can I? I'll make him on one screen. One second.
Are you pinning him?
That's better, yeah.
You've looked at him before.
Not Winton.
You've got either a Timothy or a Timothy or an Anthony.
Oh, they're the two people.
Yep, Timothy or Anthony.
No.
Timothy Henman.
Oh, is it Declan, is it?
Yes.
Timothy Henman, yes.
And
that's all Declan who's related to Anthony.
Oh, and then Rose West.
That's it.
And then you've got one go. What does Mark Brown look like?
Suggs.
Fat Suggs. All right. And actually, Mark has brought something pretty awesome for the podcast today. Do you want to tell us about it, Mark?
I didn't have much time to do anything, so I've decided to do a saxophone piece that I've been working on for a while live, which is called Misty Spring Morning.
Thank you. Go now.
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on.
Oh, and hey, look, great stuff keeping this going through lockdown. Brave effort.
Well, Mark, I thought that was magnificent, and you've won the Musician of the Week award. Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark. Having a great week.
That was lovely, Mark. You sounded like Coltrane.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought that is.
How long did you think you were going to play before the music was going to come in?
A minute.
Right.
It that was definitely like a that was longer. Way longer than a minute, wasn't it?
It felt like it. Felt like a long, long time.
You told me a minute 20.
It was longer than that, wasn't it?
No, that was a minute 20.
Was it? God, it felt. Yeah. Well,
felt like
I tried
about
it on
14
my
minutes.
Own. Because obviously I practiced it quite a lot, as you could tell. It's the same shot on that.
Oh, we've not heard Joe Auckland's pre-prepared moment yet. Shall we hear that now? Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with honk oi wah.
Honk oi wah.
Honk oi wah. The first three notes just happen to be honk oi wah.
Honk oi wah.
Honk oi wah, boulon wax squeak. Let's see if I can make it a bit easier. Honk, a noise that just goes honk. Oi, a thing that you can shout. Wah, a noise that just goes wah. Boo, another thing to shout. Lob, when you throw a thing far. Whack, like when you whack a thing. Squeak, that comes just after whack. Which brings you back to honk. Everybody, honk.
A noise that just goes honk. Oi, a thing that you can shout. Wah, a noise that just goes wah. Boo, another thing to shout. Lob, when you throw a thing far. Whack, like when you whack a thing. Squeak, that comes just after whack. Which brings you back to honk.
Honk, oi, wah, boo, lob, whack, squeak, honk.
Shabba!
Wow, I didn't expect any of that remake. Oh, that was well, what?
That was excellent.
Really enjoyed that.
I didn't expect you guys. That at all. Very unexpected.
Right.
No, I didn't, to be honest.
Well, look, we're going to go back to Rose one last time. We're going to sing a duet now, and just to warn you, it's beautiful. There's just a couple more things, Rose, but unfortunately, the first one is a duet. I don't think many people have done duets with one person in New Zealand the day after the other person in England. So we'll try
that's
that.
So true. Yeah, okay.
Now, in this series, this is the last episode of this series, Rose, and we've been doing a few things where I sing a song. Yeah, yeah. We always end with Rose.
It wasn't going to be, but then it wasn't going to be the last episode, but you've just decided to just call it quits after this.
Either this is so good or so bad that we can't do any more after it.
I love it.
I've sung a few songs in this series where I've only sung the first two letters of each word of the song. So Hit Me Baby One More Time is Hit Me Ba On Mo Ti. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to sing a duet.
Okay.
I've just sent you an email with the lyrics. It's don't go breaking my heart, but just the first two letters of each word. Okay?
Cool.
You're the ones in italics.
Okay.
Do you know the tune?
Yeah.
Do you know the tune all right for this?
Absolutely.
There's quite long pauses in it. But I think we'll give it a go. I think there's enough pauses to cope with the delay. It's not a big delay, is it?
I mean, it's not huge. No. Yeah.
No. Okay, so here we go. This is a duet. Have you got the lyrics? Do they come through?
Absolutely. I've got them in front of me.
So the bits in bold is where we both sing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I think you try to hit the rhythm of the song.
Okay.
But just
as much
the first two letters of the song.
Okay,
to go brook my heel.
I call if it true.
Oh ho, if I get rid.
Bay another curve.
do go brook my he.
Yo tether, we are far from here.
Oh ho, whoop yo kn on my do.
Ooh, I got your mac.
Here we go.
Ooh,
no, it. Ooh, I want to.
I got your mac. I got your money. Oh,
I got your money. Oh, I sang your line there. So the last chorus. Do go brew my he.
I won't go brew your he.
Don't go breaking my.
Don't go breaking
my. Don't go breaking my he.
Don't go breaking my. Don't go breaking my he.
I mean, ideally, your nan would have walked in and heard that. I'm hoping Joe will somehow be able to knit that into
I don't know. I was bad on the timings for a bit. I'm sorry. And also, I'm a better singer than that. But honestly, yeah. the stress of this situation was getting to me.
It's just questions now. Okay. Two from me and then one from each member of the band.
Okay.
Quick question from me. Do you ever hold your phone to the opposite ear that your hand is in, so you're sort of speaking backhand into your phone? Do you ever do that?
Hang on, like this?
Yeah, so it'd be right hand to the left ear. Do you ever do that?
No, I don't actually.
I've seen people do it, yeah. But I've never met anyone who does it. Have you?
Honestly, I've never. And it's weird because it's within my grasp. I could do it at any time I want, but I know that I've never done it and I never will do it.
No, I won't either.
That's very strange.
Okay. Do you understand why Cinderella wore a glass slipper?
No.
Questions from the band now. Joe, the little trumpeter.
Hi, Rose. My surname is Auckland, which is, I think, where you're from. I've never been there. Do you think I should go there? And what should I make sure I see if I do go there sometime in the future? Thanks a lot.
Joe, I think you'd absolutely love Auckland because it would be really fun going around a place where your last name was all of the time. I think things you should visit are just place names and signs and take photos of them because we don't really have... We've got beaches. You go to a beach. But mainly come for the signs, I'd say. Yeah.
Lovely. Ed.
Hi, Rose. It's Ed from the horn section. Listen, I'm fairly sure I'm going to be getting the call to be on Taskmaster soon. So can you offer me any advice? Thanks. Bye.
I would offer you be yourself, but when you don't want to, but also be very careful about who you are. Do some work on yourself before you do Taskmaster, then be yourself. But then if you don't want to be yourself, act differently and try and project a different version of you.
Yeah, yep. A lot of people saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Hi, Rose. This is Mark. I'm the saxophonist and general enthusiast from the horn section. I've got three questions, actually. First question. Are you happy you escaped the corona chaos of the UK for the relative calm of New Zealand? Secondly, can we come and stay with you in New Zealand, please? And thirdly, where do you stand on the real big issue of the day and the minefield that it presents for UK-NZ relations, which is the Battle of Dunedin versus Harlech in Wales.
Yeah, yes.
Which is a battle over who has the steepest street in the world.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it used to be Dunedin. Then Harlech stole it from them, and now apparently it's gone back to Dunedin through some measuring faux pas. And I don't know. It's driving me crazy, so I thought you might be able to shed some light on it. And whatever you decide, I'll go along with. Thank you.
I think I go with Dunedin because, weirdly, I think Dunedin has the steepest hill in New Zealand.
There was a lot of lurs before steepest. What word were you in?
I'm going to go with Dunedin because that... I wasn't even going for a lur word. it's so strange. Dunedin.
There were loads of them, though. It was like you were singing.
There was know, it was just it was a thinking sound. La la okay. la. Yeah, Dunedin.
Okay, this is Will's question.
Hi, Rose. Have you got any DIY tips?
Always do measurements, you know?
Always.
Always.
And now, finally, the question from Ben.
Ben.
Hi there, Rose. Ben the drummer here. Just wondering, in life, which thing would you like to have done, but you don't think you'll actually get round to ever doing it? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Having a fringe.
I thought you were going to say have a fight. Have you ever had a fight?
Have a fight. Yeah, I'll change it. I'll change that immediately.
I've never had a fight.
I've never
either.
Properly had a fight. And I don't think I want to get around to doing it, but yeah, have a fight.
I don't think I'm going to ever be in a fight now. It seems unlikely.
Do you reckon?
Maybe I will.
Well, I reckon when you're quite an older chap and, you know, you've kind of like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Let's do it. Let's have a rumble.
Outside this Wetherspoons, you know?
Final bit of content here,
okay.
Rose.
Okay.
It's a game called Saab. We've had a long-running competition over the years of this podcast. Whichever guest could say the word Saab for the longest will win a Saab. It's a Saab 9-3 sports sedan.
Awesome.
And no one's actually won it. I've still got it here in the garage. Okay. So what I thought we could do, because we don't normally do these things over Zoom, but I thought we could do a direct race. So we both say the word Saab. Whoever's still saying it at the end, they get the car.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Great.
I don't know if we'll be able to hear each other.
Yeah,
but
no, I think
we
can.
In the edit, we
Wait,
will.
Wait, so you just say when to say start saying Saab, and then I start saying Saab for as long as I can.
Yeah, and I'll say it at the same time as you, and whoever's still saying it at the end wins the car. And this will be the last thing we do. And then I think straight after it, it's going to be... we're both going to kill ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
On Zoom.
The one that doesn't... imagine if that was it, the person who didn't say Saab for long, just died. The stakes of that are huge. Either I could die or win a Saab, and I've taken that risk.
Yeah, we're doing it. So one of us dies, one of us gets a Swedish car.
Totally.
Okay. After this, I'm going to say thank you and goodbye, and then I'll say thank you and goodbye
Lovely
in
manners.
Real life as well.
Lovely man.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, here we go. Good luck, Rose.
Okay, thank you. Good
on
luck.
Your marks.
Yep.
Get set. Go. So. Congratulations, you won a Saab 9-3 sports sedan.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm really
drive
excited.
Around in your green t-shirt.
This is a huge, huge win for me, personally. Oh, okay.
I'm quite disappointed, my end. Okay, thank you, Rose.
I've won a lot of Saabs that way. All my Saabs, actually. Yeah.
Goodbye, then.
Thanks, Alex, for having me, and thank you, the band. Take it away. Can I say take it away, even though they might not take it away?
Yeah, do, Will. Say it one more time because I spoke over you.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, the band. Thanks, band. Take it away.
And that, sadly, is it for this shorter, odder series. We're going to be doing the last leg for the next couple of weeks. Then we're doing a show with Peter Crouch and Maya Jama for BBC One, though, throughout June and July. So we have to concentrate on that for a while. We'll be back soon. Thanks for all your support. It's very much appreciated. Dingle-wise, we won't be doing dingles for a little while, so maybe don't request them. But do donate if you want to support the musicians. Thanks, too, to Joe Walker for being amazing, as always. Thanks to Joel Porter for chiselling skills. Thanks to our best guest ever, Rose Matafeo. Thanks to Mark Brown, Joe Auckland, Ben Reynolds, Willip Collier, and Eddie McSandwich, Chief Lord General Wizard of the Keyboards and High Governing Priestess of the Piano. Stay tuned for Dingles, a remarkable thought from Pedro, and some bonus material. Goodbye!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's Dingle Time.
Tingle Time!
Yes, Dingle Time.
Dingle Time!
Dingle Time. Dingle Time.
Tingle Time!
Anna Jones is having a nice day. Anna Jones is doing it her own way. Anna Jones is drinking some Cabernet Sauvignon.
She's classy.
Anna Jones is having a nice time. Anna Jones is drinking her red wine. Anna Jones is planning to dine on cocktail sausages.
Anna Jones is classy.
Anna Jones is having a nice day. Anna Jones is doing it her own way. Anna Jones is drinking some Cabernet Sauvignon.
Anna Jones is classy.
Anna Jones is having a nice time. Anna Jones is drinking her red wine. Anna Jones is planning to dine on cocktail sausages.
Anna Jones is classy, yeah.
Riddle, 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 riddle. This special dingle is for Darren. Him to live till 2060 without strife. He loves the Scousers and he draws houses, and his wife Karen says he really suits his trousers. Especially Karen, who gives you 10 out of 10.
Darren, 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 Darren. Riddle, 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 riddle.
David Gray is not grey, it's just his name, and he is pretty great. David Gray is not the guy that sung the album in 1998. He might not be a singer, but he's a real humdinger. He might not be what his name suggests, but that's not a mistake he's made. And we love him because he's paid.
Daunty, Daunty, Daunty sees an angry bee eat garden peas, but she's lost her keys. Daunty skis through the cherry trees with such ease, but she's lost her keys. Daunty sees the breeze on the mighty high seas, but she's lost her keys. Daunty, you left your keys in the larder.
Richard Hargreaves, is he the brother of Roger? The young girl of Adam, maybe we'll never know. Let's just imagine.
We've a marching band for a very special man, for 'tis his birthday,
right,
and his age,
28.
We saw you in Chester, did he have fun?
Yes, sir.
We'll see you again when this all calms down. He is Gareth Dawson, and he's blooming awesome, for he plays the drums,
good,
and he probably likes puns.
Yes, yeah.
Happy birthday, drum boy, we hope you'll
If you want to travel from Scunthorpe to Mars and go via the stars, just call Harry Hansard. If you hitch a ride, you can sit by his side, your celestial guide is Harry Hansard. He'll make no apology. From the star-articulated lorry, Harry lets you choose the planet for your cruise. He knows the way, so go today. As you hit warp speed, you'll go weak at the knees, and you'll have to concede Harry Hansard is the best. Hansard is the best. Hansard is the best. Harry Hansard is the best.
If you go down to Cornwall, there's someone you should see again. She's very good at cooking again. She's very fond of tea again.
S-C-O-T-T-G-I-L-L-E-N, Scott Gillen. N-I-C-E-F-E-E-L-I-N-G, nice feeling. Gillen's giving me nice feelings. Appealing, revealing, healing. Gillen feelings, thank you. G-I-L-L-E-N-S-C-O-T-T, Gillen Scott. L-O-V-E-L-Y-Y-A-C-H-T, lovely yacht. Scotty's got a naughty yachty. Lucky Scotty with his naughty spotty yachty. I don't know if Scott has got a yacht, but I do know that if Scott did get a yacht, he would sit on his yacht a lot, yes.
The 19th of May.
Everyone,
the
19th of May.
Which special person was born on this day?
Sam Smith.
Yes.
James Fox.
Okay.
Andrea Pirlo. Mm.
Jessica Fox.
Right.
Andre the Giant.
Yes.
Marcus Bent.
Yes.
Ho Chi Minh. Pete Townsend.
Yeah, none of these.
Paul Pot.
Yes.
Robert Kilroy.
Yep.
Silk. Malcolm X. Grace
okay.
Jones. Victoria Wood. My
yes.
son. And then this guy. Tom Buxton.
Yes.
Tom Buxton. Yes. He's the special one.
Yeah.
Tom Buxton
yeah.
was born on the
same day as my son.
One's a vegan, a
silly billy,
and also a bassist.
One's an omnivore and a saxophonist.
Put this song for the Tom who looks like a bear in the end.
He loves tasting the anus. Whoop. With love from his friend. You're 28. 28. 28. You're 28. Tom Buxton.
28.
Yes.
Tom Buxton.
Goodbye.
CP42. I don't understand you. CP42. I don't understand you. But CP42. I'm so in love with you. In love with you. Old Mark Webber on the top deck of the double decker bus. Old Mark Webber smoking fags on the double decker bus. He offers the fags round to each and every one of us. Nobody wants one, but Webber doesn't make a fuss. That's Mark Webber. The man is such a total legend, boss. That's Mark Webber. Oh, the man is such a total legend, boss.
Hello, everyone. This is the final holo message. Thanks so much for all your support throughout this difficult period. We hope we've provided some support to you. It seems unlikely because we do a lot of nonsense, but we've really loved the messages we've got, so thank you. And thanks for your financial support too. It has genuinely helped us keep going. So I will mention a few people now. We're not going to be recording any more podcasts for a little while. We will be back. But bear that in mind if you're thinking of donating or if you've got ongoing payments. Please feel free to stop them. But feel free to keep them going too. Okay. Thanks, everyone. We really like you. And we really like these people.
Oh, also, by the way, we probably have got a new album out soon. It's going to be at least 20 songs from the lockdown. So yes, that's something. But meanwhile, yes, here is the final $5 holo for a while. The album's going to cost £10. We don't know what it's called yet. Good luck.
Dee Pask and Robert Iverson. Yeah. Eva Svanberg, Julia. Nathan. Lucy Hansen, Steve Robbins. These are some of our most generous patrons. Thanks, guys. Dave Natris, Mark Fippen.
Oh, yeah.
Gemma Nunn, Elizabeth, Kevin Tinmouth, Jennifer Duck, Karen Dodd, Amy Flood, Andrew Holmes, Hannum, Noel Nelson, Jamie Madge, Bernard Hedger, Joe Ashworth, Maggie Byers, Nathan Mills, Derek Marks, and everyone else who has contributed so much over the years. We're 10 years old now, the Horn Section. How long will we live for?
It's time to pause for our thoughts.
thought of us all that abhors to be thought of the day.
Hello, and welcome back to Thought of the Day. Some of you may recall a recent episode of Thought of the Day that was presented in song by Rachel from our research department. Well, owing to the wonderfully warm response that we received to Rachel's rich, rich baritone, today we have Owen from Accounts volunteering his services. Owen's now ready to deliver these moving words in part from Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington. The floor is all yours, Owen. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Really moved me. Food for thought, and what a talent. It's been great to be with you all again. Until next time. We're glad we paused for a thought of us all that abhors to be thought of a day.
Honk, honk, oi, squeak, honk, oi, wah, wah, boo, wah, oi, honk, oi, honk, squeak, honk, honk, oi, wah, boo, lop, 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 boo, wah, boo, 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 wah, oi, wah, boo, wah, oi, honk, wah, boo, lop, whack, boo, wah, oi, honk.
Honk.
Shabba? Nah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.